I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. More than 100 people were killed or wounded in an airstrike on a Yemeni prison, rescuers said Friday, after a night of deadly bombing underlined a dramatic escalation in violence. A spokesperson for the International Committee for the Red Cross in Yemen said numbers were still rising following the attack in the home city of the Houthi rebel movement. Quote, there are more than 100 killed and injured. The numbers are going up, he said, citing figures at two hospitals. Gruesome scenes came to light as rescue workers pulled bodies from destroyed prison buildings, according to footage released by the Iran-backed Houthi insurgents. Other videos showed bodies in the rubble and dazed survivors after an air attack from the Saudi Arabia-led pro-government coalition took out a telecommunications hub. Yemen suffered a nationwide internet blackout, a web monitor said. One hospital had received about 200 people wounded in the prison attack, and Doctors Without Borders said, quote, they are so overwhelmed that they cannot take any more patients. The head of the mission in Yemen saying, quote, there are many bodies still at the scene of the airstrike, many missing people. It's impossible to know how many people have been killed. It seems to have been a horrific act of violence. The strikes came 5 days after the Houthis claimed a drone and missile attack on the United Arab Emirates that killed three people and prompted warnings of reprisals. The United Nations Security Council is due to meet on Friday in an emergency session on the Houthi attacks against the UAE at the request of the Gulf state, which has occupied one of the non-permanent seats on the council since the start of the year. This is VOA News. Washington and Moscow's top diplomats agreed at high-stakes talks on Friday to keep working to ease tensions over Ukraine, with the United States promising a written response to Russian security demands next week. As fears grow that Russia could invade its pro-Western neighbor, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov sat down for 90 minutes of hastily arranged talks in Geneva. Russia has massed tens of thousands of troops on the Ukrainian border, denying it plans to invade, but demanding security guarantees, including a permanent ban on Ukraine joining NATO. Blinken said after the talks that Washington will share written ideas with Russia next week, voicing hope for more diplomacy. Quote, we didn't expect any major breakthroughs to happen today, but I believe we are now on a clear path in terms of understanding each other's concerns and each other's positions, Blinken told reporters. U.S. President Joe Biden bluntly assessed on Wednesday that Putin is likely to, quote, move in on Ukraine and warned of a disaster for Russia. The United States and its allies have warned of severe economic sanctions for an invasion. The Islamic State group on Friday attacked a Syria prison housing fellow jihadists and a military base in Iraq in near simultaneous deadly operations that revived fears of an ISIS resurgence. The jihadist group has yet to comment on the attacks, and there's no indication that they are coordinated, but according to analysts, they strongly suggest the Islamic State group is trying to boost its ranks and arsenal in an attempt to reorganize across both countries. In Syria, an attack on a northeast Syrian detention facility holding the largest number of ISIS suspects killed at least 20 Kurdish security forces and set several ISIS fighters free, according to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The prison break that began late Thursday was one of the group's most significant attacks since its so-called caliphate was declared defeated in the war-torn country nearly 3 years ago. As ISIS operatives launched their bid to free some of the estimated 3,500 fellow fighters at a prison in Syria, the jihadists killed 11 soldiers in an attack on an army base in east of neighboring Iraq. The attack there marked the jihadists' deadliest operation in Iraq this year. The war monitor, providing figures not immediately confirmed, also said at least 16 jihadists were killed in the ongoing fighting. Follow us on the VOA mobile app or at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.